Y'all, and y'all stay with him now. He said, what did he say? Come. What happened? Peter stepped out of the boat. Anybody ever been in a boat before? I don't know how their boats were shaped and how they're made, but it kind of, it had to be shaped so it would stay up on top of the water. He stepped out of the boat, and evidently when he stepped out of the boat, the water sustained his weight. Evidently, because he walked on the water. And he was going towards Jesus, walking on the water. Hallelujah. And Peter took his eyes off Jesus. So I'm going to tell you, that's the wrong thing to do. When circumstances arise, keep your eyes on Jesus. And I'm not talking about your physical eye. I'm talking about the eye of faith. Keep looking unto Jesus. Don't start talking about what you don't have. Don't start talking about what you can't do. Keep your eyes on Jesus. He is your supplier, sustainer, keeper. Hallelujah. And so he looked down at the wave. Like, what did the wave have to do with him walking on the water? Water is water, whether it's smooth or wavy. Huh? Come on. I'm going to say it again. Water is water, whether the wind blowing around causing waves or if it's smooth, it's still water. And water do what water do. Wind blowing and no wind blowing. But he looked at the problem, what he thought was a problem. And the Bible say he began to sink. He began to sink. But he had enough wisdom, enough sense. Jesus! Got his eyes back on Jesus. And the Bible said he and Jesus walked back to the boat. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus, they saw this man. Ooh. They saw this man. They were there when he was in the temple preaching. They saw him. And the Pharisees and the religious folks got mad at Jesus. Didn't they do it? And they took him. He allowed them to do it. They took him and got him as far as to the barrel of the hill or the cliff. And they were going to throw him off. He just turned. And when he turned, they all went backwards. And he just went on his way. They saw it. They saw it. They was there when Martha and Mary was crying. They had sent word to Jesus that their brother was sick. Then they sent word later. Then he got word that Lazarus is dead. And Jesus said, Lazarus sleep. And somebody said, if he sleep, he do as well. And he just plain out said, Lazarus is dead. We are going so we can wake him. When he got to the town, got to the place where they were, they was there. Mary eased out to find Jesus. Anyway, one of the sisters. And she saw him. Now listen to what she said. Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. I believe it was Martha. But anyway, it said, honey, don't you know? Don't you know that I am the resurrection and life? Someone tell you, don't you know that he is the resurrection and life for you? So, anyway, they was all sitting around weeping. Then Jesus said, take me to the place where you put him, where you laid him. Show me where you laid him. They was there. I'm telling you, they was there. They took him to the place, and you notice they say in Jewish burial ground, and when they put you in tombs, they put more than one in that place. I don't know whether it's 12 or what, but anyway, it was. But Jesus was precise, and he was specific. He said, Lazarus! Lazarus! If he had said, death, come to life, every one of them fellas would have got up. He said, yeah. Why? Because he's the resurrection. But he called one man, Lazarus, come forth. And the Bible says he did what? He came forth. He got up, had his grave clothes on. And what did Jesus say to him? Loose him and let him go. They were there. They were there. They saw it. They saw they saw his miracle. They saw his power. They watched him. They was endowed with it. He sent them forth. They healed the sick. They cast out devils. Didn't they do it? But now, look at me now. Now, in the 16th chapter of the Gospel of John, I didn't give y'all this one. If y'all can pick me up, just go ahead. Verse 1. He said, these things have I spoken unto you. John 16, 1. That ye should not be offended. Because see, people are going to ridicule you for believing what you believe. They are not going to pat you on your back when you don't believe the way they believe their religious thinking. We got religious folks just like they were in that day. But watch it. They shall put you out of their synagogue. Yes, the time coming that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. And these things will they say unto you, because they have not known the Father, nor me. But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, ye may remember that I told you of them. And these things have I said unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. But now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you ask me, where goest thou? But because I said these things unto you, sorrow has filled your heart. Sorrow has filled your heart.